You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 302, covering week 7, February 13th to 19th, 2023. Communication client Dino 0.4 supporting chat, audio calls, video conferencing, and text messaging using the Jabber/XMPP protocol was published. The program is compatible with various clients and servers of XMPP, focusing on ensuring the confidentiality of negotiations and supporting end-to-end encryption. The project code is written in the Vala language using the GTK toolkit and distributed under the GPLv3 Plus license. The XMPP protocol and the XMPP standard extensions are used for connection, which allows you to make calls between Dino and other XMPP clients that support the relevant specifications. You could use encrypted video calls from Conversations and MoveIM applications, as well as unencrypted calls with the Gajim application. End-to-end messaging and validation confirmation is carried out using the XMPP expansion, OMEMO, based on the Signal protocol. Wolvik 1.3, designed for use in augmented and virtual reality systems, has been published. The project continues to develop the Firefox Reality Browser. After the stagnation of the Firefox Reality project at Mozilla, it was continued by iGalia, which is involved in several free GNOME projects. The Wolvik code is written in Java and C++, and is distributed under the MPLv2 license. Ready-made builds are available for the Android platform. 3D headsets like Oculus, Huawei VR Glass, HTC Vive Focus, Pico Neo, Pico 4, Pico 4e, MetaQuest Pro, and Lynx, all supporting the browser for Qualcomm and Lenovo devices, are supported. KDE Plasma 5.27 is out, built using the KDE Framework 5 platform and the Qt5 library, using OpenGL/OpenGL-ES to speed up the drawing. You can try out the new version through the LiveAssembly from the OpenSUSE project and builds from the KDE Neon User Edition project. Release 5.27 will be the last before the formation of the KDE Plasma 6.0 branch built on Qt6. The mail client Thunderbird has reported results of the processing on the side panel in the new interface, which is planned for the July release of 1.15. It is expected that the new interface will be understandable for beginners, but at the same time it will remain familiar and convenient for seasoned users. CodeWeavers has released Crossover 22.1 based on the Wine Code and designed to run programs and games written for the Windows platform. CodeWeavers is one of the key participants of the Wine project, sponsors its development, and returns to the project all the innovations implemented for its commercial products. The original code of the Crossover 22.1 open components is available for download. Canonical announced the completion of testing packages with the Linux kernel for real-time systems. The package with the real-time kernel is recognized as ready for use and is no longer positioned as experimental. The finished builds are available for x86-64 and ARCH64 architectures and are distributed through the Ubuntu Pro service for Ubuntu 22.04 LTS and Ubuntu Core 22. The package is based on the Linux 5.15 kernel and patches from RT Linux kernel, real-time preempt, preempt underline RT or dash RT patches, which provides delays and allow for a predictable time for event processing. MariaDB 10.11.2, the first stable release of the 10.11 branch, has been published. The branching of the MySQL branch, which retains backward compatibility and is distinguished by the integration of additional storage engines and advanced capabilities, was announced. The development of MariaDB is supervised by the MariaDB Foundation in accordance with an open and transparent development process independent of individual manufacturers. MariaDB is shipped instead of MySQL in many Linux distributions and has been implemented in large projects such as Wikipedia, Google Cloud, SQL, and NimBuzz. The experimental build of Simply Linux 10.1, Virtage P10 Aronia, for RISC-V 64 has been published. The distribution is a simple system with a classic XFCE-based desktop. The build is based on the Sisyphus RISC-V 64 repository and tested in QEMU and on the Vision 5 V1 board and Sci-5 boards. The development distribution company Basalt SPO is part of the international community supporting RISC-V and is working to support the Vision 5 V2 and other RISC-V 64 boards. Purism, who develops the Librem 5 phone and a series of laptops, servers, and mini-PCs supplied with Linux and Core Boot, introduced the LapDock, which allows you to use your Librem 5 smartphone as a full-fledged laptop. LapDock presents a laptop frame with a keyboard and a 13.3-inch screen rotated 360 degrees, which also allows you to use the device as a tablet. Using a smartphone as a laptop makes it possible to always keep your data and applications with you. The LapDock was based on the NexDock 360, which is supplemented by a holder to attach the smartphone to the dock and cable. The docking station weighs 1.1 kilograms and contains a 13.3-inch IPS screen, 1920x1080, a full-size keyboard, a trackpad with multi-touch support, a battery at 5,800 milliamperes per hour, mini HDMI, USB-C 3.1 with DisplayPort, USB-C 3.0, USB-C PD for charging, microSDXC card reader, 3.5mm audio jack, and loudspeakers. The device size is 30.7 by 20.9 by 1.5 centimeters. In addition to the Librem 5 with the docking station, you can also use Android smartphones. The cost of the LapDock kit is $339, $40 more than the NexDock 360 by itself. EOS 1.8 is out, aimed at preserving the confidentiality of user data. The platform was founded by Gail Duvall, the creator of the Mandrake Linux distribution. The project provides firmware for many popular smartphone models, as well as the Mirena 1, Mirena Fairphone 3 Plus and 4, and Mirena Galaxy S9 brands offered by the editors of OnePlus 1, Fairphone 3 Plus 4, and Samsung Galaxy S9 with pre-installed firmware, EOS. A total of 209 smartphones are officially supported. WebOS Open Source Edition 2.20, which can be used on various portable devices, boards, and car infotainment systems, is out. The Raspberry Pi 4 boards are considered as the reference hardware platform. The platform is developing in a public repository under the Apache 2.0 license, and the development is supervised by the community, adhering to a joint development management model. WebOS system environment is formed using open embedded tools and base packages, as well as a build system and a set of metadata from the Yocto project. The key components of WebOS are the System and Application Manager, SAM, responsible for the execution of applications and services, and Luna Service Manager, LSM, which forms the user interface. The components are written using the Qt framework and the Chromium browser engine. Intel has opened the source code of the OpenCL CPU runtime, the implementation of the OpenCL standard designed to run OpenCL cores on the central processor. The OpenCL standard defines the API and extensions of the C language for the organization of cross-platform parallel computing. The code is adapted for integration with LLVM and will be offered for inclusion in the main LLVM. The original code is open under the Apache 2.0 license. Alternative projects to develop open implementations of OpenCL include Portable OpenCL, Rust ICL, and Mesa Clover. The implementation from Intel is rated as demonstrating higher performance and providing more functionality. CloneZilla Live 3.0.3 is out, designed for fast cloning of disks. You can clone entire disks or individual partitions. The distribution is based on Debian GNU Linux and uses the code of projects such as DRBL, Partition Image, NTFS Clone, Part Clone, and UDPCast. It is possible to download from CD-DVD, USB Flash, or via the network, PXE. Nearly every known file system is supported. There is a mode for mass cloning over a network, including the transfer of traffic in a multicast mode, which allows you to clone the original disk on a large number of client machines at the same time. You can clone from one disk to another and create backups by saving the disk image to the file. Parrot 5.2 is available based on Debian 11 and including a selection of tools for system security, forensic analysis, and reverse engineering. To download, several ISO images with a Mate environment designed for everyday use, security testing, installation on Raspberry Pi 4 boards, and the creation of specialized installations such as use in cloud environments are proposed. The Parrot distribution is positioned as a portable laboratory with an environment for security experts and criminologists, which focuses on means to verify cloud systems and devices of the Internet. The composition also includes cryptographic tools and programs to ensure secure access to the Internet, including Tor, I2P, AnonSurf, GPG, TCCF, ZuluCrypt, VeraCrypt, TrueCrypt, and Lux. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can find my contact information on itsmoss.com. I'll see you next week.